Part 5, Chapter 93, What Makes You Tick? Quote by Tao Te Ching. Knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. The millennial generation has been heavily imprinted with the message that they can be anything they want to be. Is it true? Of course not. If you're 5'10", playing in the NBA is not likely in your future, no matter how hard you work at it. If you'd rather have a root canal than spend time converting Fahrenheit to Celsius, perhaps a scientific career is not for you. If you can't carry a tune, your goal to be an internationally renowned singer may need to be tweaked. Self-awareness allows us to recognize our strengths and weaknesses so we can make good choices in life. Self-awareness is about the what and how. When it comes to interpersonal skills, it's about being in tune with what your behaviors are and how they may be impacting relationships and outcomes. Self-awareness is not enough. Self-knowledge is also necessary. It's about the why and understanding why you are behaving in a certain way. For example, I tend to become aggressive in the face of conflict. This is self-awareness. I use an objective, detached approach to decision-making that leads me to jump to debate and judgment in problem-solving. I risk overlooking the negative impact my behavior may have on others who use a different approach. This is self-knowledge. Here's another example. I tend to quickly apologize when someone is disappointed or upset. This is self-awareness. When faced with potential conflict, my first consideration is the impact on the people involved. My interest in preserving harmony and my dislike for telling people unpleasant things leads me to try to smooth things over too quickly. This is self-knowledge. From Socratic writings to modern times, the concept of knowing self has played an important role in the pursuit of personal growth. Warren Bennis, professor at the University of California, stated the following in his book, On Becoming a Leader. Knowing yourself is the most difficult task that any of us faces. But until you truly know yourself, strengths and weaknesses, know what you want to do and why you want to do it, you cannot succeed in any but the most superficial sense of the word. The invisible toolbox is about human interactions. In gaining an understanding of people, it's important to start with self. Until you understand yourself and your strengths and blemishes, you will be unable to maximize the quality of your interactions with others. Without a clear grasp of what makes you tick and why, you are at the mercy of your seemingly unexplainable reactions. Without a clear sense of who you are unlikely to find fulfilling success in interactions with others. Once you've begun to explore and understand the many facets of your natural tendencies and thinking patterns, you'll be in the position to exercise stewardship over your own behaviors, attitudes, personal strengths, and weaknesses. By gaining a deep knowledge of self through reflection, feedback, and assessment, you'll reveal blind spots, discover and build on strengths, and recognize that a strength done to excess can become a weakness. Only then can you begin developing a plan of action to address skill gaps. Your invisible tool. Pursue self-knowledge.